News Talk 1620 WTAW, I am with Iola School District Curriculum Director Paula Golden discussing Iola winning $30,000 worth of school supplies and paper from Astro Bright's paper, as well as the ceremony at tomorrow's halftime and ways that Iola ISD is using this opportunity to teach their kids about helping others.
We had a member of our community, Lori Denman, enter Iola Elementary in a sweepstakes contest that was sponsored by Nina Paper Company. And she entered it a little bit over a year ago, and our school's name was drawn as the winner. And we are receiving a year's worth of paper products for our classroom, and we are so excited about that. We are having a celebration party tomorrow, Friday. And we're also having a contest. Each classroom, all the students are drawing pictures of how you would help someone else. The pay it forward concept. How can you help an elderly person, a friend, a family member, or whoever in society? And so today we have judges and they're judging the contest, and there will be one winner from each homeroom that will receive a $50 gift card. And Mrs. Denman had received $500 from Nina Paper for entering us, so she gave that to the school for part of the contest money. So Mrs. Denman's money and then our PTO contributed $250, and we have 15 classrooms in our elementary school, so there'll be one winner from each classroom. And tomorrow we're going to have a big party and celebration and announce our winners and have refreshments and a little bit of dancing going on. Then we'll go to the pep rally, and then tomorrow night at halftime, the Nina Paper people will also be introduced with Mrs. Stenman and our winners, and the Nina Paper people then will talk to a little bit to the crowd about what they've done and what they're giving us, and we'll have a gator out there with a bunch of paper on it. So we're real excited about it.
Please tell me a little bit about what makes this so meaningful to you guys.
Well, it is very meaningful because, you know, we're a small 1A district, and we originally said it was $30,000 worth of paper products. Well, that's a lot for a small district, you know, and we go through a lot of copy paper every year and colored paper, and so that is very helpful. And when I started ordering then, the lady said, now, is this all you want? I mean, this is for a whole year, so I really don't know at this point exactly how much it's going to be. I know it's a lot of paper. We've gotten in a couple of small shipments already, but it's not only meaningful because it helps with our budget, but it also is meaningful because it's helped our kids to see that there's somebody out there that's willing to help us and that we need to learn how to help other people out in society. And so that's as meaningful to us as winning the contest and getting the free paper. It was a competition across the United States, and Iola Elementary just happened to be drawn. It was pretty exciting.
Oh, for sure. And where did Mrs. Denman hear about it?
Over the internet through Facebook. She enters a lot of contests all the time. She lives out in the country and not a lot to do out in the country. And she said, I just enter a lot of contests. And in fact, when they called her that they had drawn Iola Elementary, she was like, now what? Because it'd been over a year, you know. So they said, well, you entered this. Oh, she went, oh, I remember, yes. And so, yeah, they just drew us at random. So it's very exciting.
And everything's going to be announced tomorrow during halftime, correct?
Well, the winners of the contest will be announced at the celebration party at 1:30 tomorrow. And we're going to invite their parent, the winner's parents, to come for that. And then tomorrow night they will also be announced at the halftime. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And the Nina Paper people will be here tomorrow at the party also. So there should be four representatives coming. Our first shipment that we got in was for our contest, and that was pretty exciting because it had they carry the Astro Bright line of colored paper, so it had a lot of Astro Bright paper in the big posters for us to use, and it had a lot of red paper. We're maroon, but they didn't have maroon color, but they included a lot of red paper, and we made banners for the pep rally. Oh, and that's also two great big banners have been made, one for the football boys in the pep rally, because Nina Paper wanted to tie it in, you know, to our football also, because that's a big thing out here. And then one banner was about the pay it forward, you know, concept and helping others. So those have also been made. So we've been pretty busy around here.
Has the school system planned any specific ways to pay it forward yet?
Well, we don't have plans at this point. I'm sure we will do something, but at this point we don't know, you know, what it's going to be for sure. We always do give food to the food banks and clothing to the, you know, to the bank, to the churches for people that need the clothing and food, and we do that every year always.
All right. And do you happen to know how many pounds 30 grand worth of paper is?
I have no idea. I don't know. Let's see. We got in a shipment day before yesterday that had 320 cases, and that was just a small part of the shipment. So, you know, it blows my mind. I don't know. We'll see. They're going to have a big oversized check at the halftime tomorrow night. And that I imagine that check's representing the amount of money for all the paper. They've also told us that there will be a monetary there'll be something monetary given to the school also in addition to the paper, and we don't know what that amount's going to be.
And do you know where you're going to store all the paper products?
Yeah, we do. Well, we just built a new elementary building, and we have remodeled our administration building and about to finish remodeling the older elementary building. And so in the administration building, there's a couple of rooms yet that are empty, big rooms, and that's where we're going to put all the paper. That's a lot of paper to store. You know, the big thing is helping other people. You know, children learning to help other people. And that's a big, important part of all of this, and we just want that message to go out.
Thank you. That's Paula Golden, District Curriculum Director in Iola. You're listening to News Talk 1620 WTAW.